It's enjoyable. It's busy, but you know, this is a once in a lifetime experience. It's good. Just through training, you know, as far as, of course, the physical side of lifting and all that type of stuff, but also just being on the board more, going over plays, that type of stuff.
Do you feel like you can play all the positions at the next level?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel like you evolved as a player throughout your time in college?
Say that again?
How do you feel like you evolved as a player in college?
Pretty good. Just maturity-wise, you know, it's just been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that week?
It was good. Just meeting all the guys, and of course we got some guys here from there. So it was good. Just being able to meet everybody, and then even if we didn't see each other for a good 3-4 years, you know, since then, come back here and be like, yeah, we played together. It was neat. Say that again. They're great. They're two great running backs. They feed off each other. They play off each other. So they're just a dynamic duo. Different personalities? They're both the same. They're both goofy. They're both smart. And yeah, it's possible. Yeah. I take a lot of pride. I mean, it's just a good feeling just knowing that they're hitting what their goals may be as far as rushing yards, and they're getting national publicity for that. You know, I take a lot of pride in that. I mean, it's great being a part of that because I know without me or the rest of the offensive line, they wouldn't have got there. So it's good.
What you asking?
What have you learned about how important the guard spot is in the NFL, maybe compared to like years back, like Aaron Donald, you know,
mm-hmm. It's just very important. I mean, you get the – nowadays you're getting more the quicker guys. You know, they're not also just powerful. They're also quicker, and they're able to work the move. So I feel like now they're also looking for guards who is more athletic than probably in previous years. Just get your hands on quickest. I mean, you got to be fast. I just take it the same way. Of course, everything comes with preparation, but it's not like I have a different mentality if I'm at tackle than I would if I'm at right guard or something. You know, it's still all the same. You just have different techniques. It's been pretty smooth, you know. In college, college and high school, I played it. So, lineman. Yeah. a guard.
How did you succeed though at tackle?
Just through practice. I mean, being at the University of Georgia, especially in the SEC, you know, I face the quickest guys at practice. So, you know, just having that time from spring up until season, fall camp, you know, I was going against the best of the best pass rushers. If I could remember, I could tell you, but yeah, I mean, it's for the most part just about everybody. Panthers? Yes. Say that again, sorry. I would say my most dominant game would probably be Alabama. And the reason why I set myself apart from some of my peers is just because later on in the season, I feel like later on in the season, my play actually got better. You know, a lot of times in college, especially when you hit that 15-game mark, you know what I'm saying, your body's taking that toll. So I feel like I shine better at the end of the season as opposed to the beginning of the season. It was good. It was good. It's always good to represent your country. Just getting a feel for everybody. You know, being a part of that team, you got a chance to go against guys who you may never go against again. You know what I'm saying? And especially playing another team from a different country. I mean, it was good.
Isaiah, a lot of people think the SEC, that's a big defensive league, defensive conference from Alabama, LSU. If that's accurate, how much do you think that's helped you in your progression, your development as a lineman?
I feel like it helped a lot. Just like I told him previously that, you know, you go against the best of the best week in, week out. So, you're always getting somebody's best. And even if you're playing a school who's not in the SEC, you're still going to get their best because you're a school from the SEC.
Because they want to beat the SEC.
Yeah, yeah.
Isaiah, they're talking about the old
practice.
What's he like on the field?
On the field, fast, physical, so quick. And off the field, I mean, he's laid back. He's chill, very smart. Yes, I do. What do you mean? Like, position-wise, or just in general? I think it would be good. You know, it's always good to play against those with those type of guys, I mean, who has that type of experience under their belt and is doing pretty well for, you know, where they're at. Yes, sir. It's just nasty. I mean, they all work together as one unit. I mean, they all get the job done. The best word? You get two words. Relentless finisher. I feel like the more hits somebody take, or those little shoves after the play, or, you know, I'm taking you away from you chasing down the ball, you know, that's just later going to add up during the game, come third, fourth quarter. What do you mean? I would say the meetings. I really enjoyed the meetings just because you get a chance to see everybody's, you know, different type of coaching style. And you get a chance to get a feel for the coaching. You know, even though it's a quick meeting, you still get a chance to get a feel for them and their terminology and what they pride themselves in as an offense. About 12. I think tonight. Yeah. I would say inside zone just because we ran it so much, and also inside zone, it gives us a chance to be more physical as opposed to outside zone. Outside zone, you may go 3-4 steps or the whole play without having to touch nobody. You know what I'm saying? And inside zone, you're kind of forced to. Y'all can answer that. That is possible.
You take pride in that? Is that exciting for you?
Yeah, of course. It was sad. You know, you hate to see anybody get injured, but especially a guy like him, and to see how hard he's worked before that, it was kind of hurtful. But it also gave us a chance to not only myself but the rest of the team to also work harder for him. You know what I'm saying? But his progression after, I mean, you couldn't even tell he'd been injured. Was it a chance? He didn't skip a beat. I mean, those two guys that I've been, like I said earlier, they're a dynamic duo. They're never the two selfish guys who's like, you know, I want more cares than you or whatever. They share the load, so nothing really changed. It's been great. It's been great. We're all close, so just being able to talk about each other's experiences, it's been great.
Getting back to that outside zone, how does
it just shows you my versatility and my quickness, you know, because, excuse me, a lot of those guys, just like you said, are smaller and they're a lot quicker. So being able to showcase that I can get out there and get my hands on quicker, I mean, it's good. Nah, not really, because a lot of times this year, me personally, I don't pay attention to who's in the huddle, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, I didn't know who scored until I see that jersey, you know, until I see 1-27-7, so it don't really affect me.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. One formal, and then the other one was informal. Nah. Yes, I have.
Did you get to meet, because you mentioned Coach and Stout, did you get to meet Coach Stout?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. He's good. A great coach, yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say you met with the Giants?
Yes, I did.
Pretty often, we kind of ran our inside zone off tackles, kind of in 2 point, 3 point. So, but we normally have our hands in the dirt. Yeah. Probably number 31 for Oklahoma. He's just a quick twitch guy. He was one of the guys who the whole game you had to stay on your toes because he could pull anything out of his bag. I mean, yeah. I can't say. I'm not sure. He's a good player to me. He's a good player. Toughest place? Ooh, Auburn. They're fans. They have some good fans, and the fans get involved in the game.
As far as question wise,
no, not necessarily. Yeah, of course I did, but I mean, for those type of meetings, the only thing that you can do is kind of look at your what you would call your best games, and then also just know your playbook. But other than that, it's no way to kind of prepare for it because you could be asked any and everything. Yeah.
Say that again. Yeah. It was good. Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Yeah. On the offensive line?
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. I mean, they have a great defensive line, and I feel like our offensive line, we played real good. One of our best games as a offensive line unit.
Last question, guys.
Of the D line,
yeah.
Deron Payne.
Thank you.